My name is Bianca. I am 13 years old, and today is November 21st. I'm speaking with my grandpa, who is my grandpa. We're recording in Chandler, Arizona, and Colorado Springs. Okay, the first question is, what is your most happiest memory with me?
Every memory. Every day with you is happy, but having you come home from the hospital, I think, was the happiest one. That was when we first got to know you and got to start loving you and admiring you, and so I have vivid and strong memories of you in the car.
Aww.
And,
Oh, I said aww.
Aww. And I even have, we have a little video of you that I happened to have looked at just the other day, of you arriving at the hospital, or leaving the hospital and arriving home. So that was the start of a great friendship and a great love for you.
Aww. Okay, are you ready for the next one? What are the most important lessons you have learned during your life?
Always to be positive about what I, you know, the world, and understand that no matter what kinds of adversity or what kinds of trials and tribulations, that usually they don't last for a very long time, and normally the happy times or the good times or the successful times come together after, you know, some of the hard times. And of course, there's this old saying that says it's always darkest before the dawn. So I try to always remember that no matter what the issue is, you know, just think about how much better it's going to be tomorrow, and also to remember that it's, you know, life is a long time, so the saying never about anything is difficult, because you can't keep that promise, or if you do, then it'll eat you up, it'll destroy you. So you just have to give people and opportunities a chance to work their way out or figure themselves out, and you know, when the good times come, then you take advantage of it, and when the hard times come, then you buckle down and work as hard as you can until you can, you know, get yourself and your family and your friends and your business all back into the right position.
Aw, that's good. So, like, just give everyone a chance.
Well, give everybody and enjoy. A chance, but don't. Better, not so much a chance, but not determine early on that something won't work, or their friendship or a relationship or anything won't work, you know, and I'll never do this, I'll never like that person, I'll never work with that person again, I'll never build that kind of a building again, I'll never...
Yeah, never, just like
I
positive.
I just don't care. I just don't like the word never. And I don't like the word can't either. You know, I always enjoy, you know, and I don't do that a million times. You know, it's just not in my vocabulary. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Okay. You ready for one?
Uh-huh.
What is your most proudest accomplishment?
Well, based upon what we've already talked about, you know, every day I'm proud of what I've accomplished for that day. And, you know, I'm very proud of, I'm very proud of the life that I have, and I'm very proud of the family that I have. And, you know, I'm probably most proud, you know, of the fact that we have, you know, that I have, you know, your father and your uncle are, you know, are my adopted children that I love, and that I'm proud of both of them for, you know, accepting me as their father, not because I contributed to the gene pool, but because of the...
You got to be their father, and they appreciated
it. The representation of what it means to be a good person, and an honest person, and a man, and a husband, and a father, and, a friend. And so, to see them grow up, and then for them to, have created, my grandchildren, which, I have so many, and that I'm proud of each and every one of you. And what you guys are, on board and online to accomplish makes me very proud. And I'm proud of my relationship. I'm proud of the marriage that I have with your grandmother, and it's especially difficult in, it's not common, I shouldn't say difficult, but it's not common in society as much anymore to have long, uninterrupted, relationships with one person and partner. So, Granny and I have worked very hard and we're very close. And I'm very, proud to say that our relationship has, endured and it endured and is strong and that is still, as exciting and as satisfying and as wonderful as it was when I asked for the
marriage.
So I'm proud of all of
them. Aww. Okay, what did you enjoy most about high school?
I don't want to be a broken record, but I enjoyed everything about high school. But I went to a parochial school, I went to school at a time, the years that I was in school was the middle 70s and in high school. And the world was in a good place. The wars were over.
What year did you graduate?
I graduated in 1974.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm an old guy. But anyway, I went to a small parochial school. It was all for boys, but the girls' school was next door, so it wasn't all that bad. we had a lot of fun in sports, and I had a lot of fun in my classes. I enjoyed school and learning a lot. I had a best friend, and he and I were, joined at the hip for all of high school. And it was pretty well known that, everybody else knew that we sort of had control of most of the fun stuff, and so everybody liked to hang out with us because we were sort of the fun.
So you had, a lot of friends?
Yeah, I wouldn't say. I had a lot of acquaintances. I've never had a lot of friends, but friends are something that I don't, I value friends very closely and very dearly, and I don't call everybody, a personal friend. I mean, not certainly everybody's a friend, but I use friend in the most genuine sense of it. I don't have a lot of friends. I guess I have many great acquaintances that I'm very fond of.
Huh. Okay. How did you meet Granny? I've always wanted to know this one.
Oh my gosh. I'm not sure that I want to put it on your recording, but I promise you that the next time that you're with Granny and I will tell you stories. But the generalized story is that I met her when she was working for a company across town that I did business with, and she was the person who answered the phones and directed the content, directed the phone calls to the appropriate parties. We just struck up a conversational acquaintance on the
phone.
On the telephone, and it finally worked out to where I asked her for a date. And when I asked her for a date, she said yes, but we didn't have the right, we didn't schedule the right, both of us didn't write it down on the right day, so she waited for us to go on a date one day, and I waited for her to go on the date another day.
So what happened?
We each thought the other had stood us up. So we each just assumed the other one wasn't interested, and so your Granny was planning on the day after our date. It was just a social date. It wasn't like I was trying to at that time, I wasn't trying to, you know, marry her, you know, thinking I was going to marry her grandmother.
But yeah.
She was actually going to go back to Tennessee. She was going to take your dad and your uncle and move back to Tennessee to her mother's house because things at that time, just she didn't feel like they were working out well enough. So when I asked her for the date, it was just more just for being nice because I promised I'd take her out. She told me she was moving, and so I said, well, before you go, I'll get, you know, we'll go out and have a drink. And so she agreed, and then we missed the date. So I presumed that she had already packed up and left. A few days later, I called the business to do business with it again, and lo and behold, your granny answered the phone. And I said, what were you doing answering the phone? I thought you left. So we had to talk about why we missed the date. And at that point, then I said, well, then, if you're still in town, let me ask you out again. So she accepted, and we went on our first date. And pretty much after that, I just kept asking for more dates until I finally asked her to marry me about 5 or 6 months after I met her.
Oh my God, I didn't even know that. That's so cute. Yeah.
Well, there's more to it, but I'll tell it to you next time you're in town.
Okay. What did you want to be when you were my age? Like, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, that's two different questions. What did I want to be when I was your age, and what do I want to be when I grow up? When I was your age, I just wanted to have fun and travel, and I wanted to be like my dad. I just wanted to be like my dad. I didn't even know a lot about, I knew what he did, but I didn't know a lot about what he did. So the person I admired most in life was my father. So I wanted to be like my dad. But, as I kind of grew up, then what I wanted to do was, you know, I went to school with the idea that I would do what your great-grandfather did, which was he was in the development and construction and that kind of business in Denver and had been very successful. So I thought that's what I wanted to do, so I went to school for that business, kind of school for that, but the thing that I wanted to do most was I just wanted to be successful and have all
just like do good in life and succeed.
Yeah, just have the comforts in life. You know, I wanted to have all the things that I'm so proud of now. You know,
yeah,
success, family, you know, people, you know, time to enjoy it all. So, you know, but I've always, you know, I mean, I certainly wanted to be. I thought I needed to be more successful and have more financial, you know, definition, and I found out that it's necessary, you know. I mean, everybody wants to be Bill Gates or, you know, somebody, you know, special or, you know, really rich, but, you know, you're more rich in person, you know, in people than you are in money. So no matter how much money you have, you can always be rich in having good friendships, and good relationship with, you know, whatever religion you believe in, and you know, your family members, you know, there's nothing more important, because the worst thing to be is alone when you've cut off, and that goes back to that earlier question about never, you know. If you say you'll never talk to them again, pretty soon you said never to everybody, and if you don't leave yourself an opportunity to, you know, make up, then pretty soon you're alone. And,
yeah, like you have no one.
How happy are you then?
Yeah. It's not fun. Okay. What were your this is kind of like the first one. So what were your emotions when you found out you were going to be a grandpa for the first time?
Well, I don't know that my emotions were, well, again, that's a story that, you know, has different, at different times during your mother's pregnancy, I had different, you know, your granny and I had different emotions, but when, you know, as we knew you were being born, or, you know, we were coming to see you, you know, to be in the state that you were born in, Florida, we were excited and happy, and, you know, we couldn't wait to have our first grandchild, and so we were, you know, I mean, we were proud grandparents with, you know, with a lot of expectations of, you know, and, you know, excitement, anticipation, not expectation, but anticipation for having our first grandchild.
Yeah.
So it was wonderful. It was absolutely, it was the greatest feeling in the world. But it has been equal for every other one of the grandchildren as well. So every time we get told about having a new grandbaby in the family, then we get just as excited. So as much as you are my favorite, you are also not my only favorite.
Oh my God. Okay. Okay. Did you enjoy your childhood?
Absolutely, yeah. I enjoyed it immensely, and I was, again, very blessed. I had a very loving mother and father who were, able to give me many, many, many privileges and opportunities and show me a lot of things that, unfortunately, not everybody, gets to enjoy, but at the same time, they also taught me how to respect it, how to appreciate what I had, and not to take
and to be grateful and like
tease. Pardon?
To be like grateful for the things.
Yeah, and also not so much. I mean, grateful certainly, but humble. Not rubbing it in someone else's face that they don't have it. They don't have a big house, or they don't have a big dog, or they don't have. They didn't go on a vacation, or, they couldn't, do the things that maybe, Uncle Brad and I could do, but, my childhood was spectacular. I lived on a large piece of property in the city on a lake where I could, and my parents built before the kind of city parks that are built now for everybody to enjoy. My parents built a city park in my backyard, so
really?
I had a tree house. Had a tree house and a trampoline and a clubhouse and a beach and where we used to swim and water ski, and we played hide and go seek. In our house was the neighborhood house that everybody wanted to play in. Days when nobody worried about their kids being out of sight, any kind of danger. So everybody ran around the neighborhood and played, especially in the summertime. But it was pretty common that if you couldn't find your family, one of your children, all you had to do was call our house because
you guys had all like the children.
We were always in the backyard. My mother she loved children and loved having everybody around, kind of like Granny and I do about the barn. Except she had a big backyard, so she always had cookies and Kool-Aid in the afternoon, and she always. And she made every holiday special, everything that was, and she taught us, your great uncle and myself, and, all of us to enjoy the beautiful things of the world, flowers and trees, giving and sharing and cooking and, dressing, fashionably and, just enjoying life, but not, but not being arrogant or putting on airs about the fact that, that we had, a certain measure of success in our lives. And I think it's been, probably the best thing. I know it's the best thing for me because it's the same thing that I've tried to teach, my children and my grandchildren, is that, we want to be successful. We want to strive to be successful, but we don't want to, do it by stepping on someone else or over someone else. We want to make sure that everybody, gets a similar opportunity, a similar but not exact opportunity to, have privileges and opportunities that, will make them happy about who they are and what they can provide for themselves and their families and their country. So, but yes, I had a wonderful childhood. Every bit of it. I've thought about it many times. I'm glad that you asked, but I have not one regret about my childhood.
Huh. That sounds like a really fun childhood, like this summer.
Yeah. But you had a fun childhood, too. I mean, you had a very rare and unique childhood.
Yes, I loved it.
Pardon?
Oh, I said I liked it a lot. I'm still living my childhood.
Yeah. Well, you're still, but there are not as many people who have traveled as extensively as you and Tristan have. Who have seen the kinds of places, had the kinds of experiences, with your mom and John, and also with, your dad, Jennifer, and, Granny and Papa, all the people that you have. We're a rich, rich life. I hope that, I'm always happy that you have these experiences and that you get them, because I think it's great when you find insight what it is that you're most happy doing in life, then, you certainly had a good opportunity to check out a lot of things. A lot of people don't get the kinds of opportunities and privileges that you and Tristan have had until later on in life, and then they have to work, or they don't, they just don't have time to think about it. So it's great when they can, when you can make it happen. So you guys are very fortunate, I think, as well.
Yeah. Okay. I have one last one.
All right. What is it?
Okay. How would you like people to remember you?
In their heart.
Aww. Just like as like a good person and...
Well, I've certainly made mistakes in my life, and I've certainly done things that I'm not proud of, but, overall, there are things, I hope that people can remember the times that they've enjoyed being with me or with me and Granny, and that, that the good times always outweigh the bad, and I hope that, people will remember us in a way that, the things that, how they choose to, do their, live their life, they'll say, well, when we were younger, or when we were with, the Jerry's, and we were with Grant and Ed, we learned this, or we like doing it that way, so hopefully that, people will want to share some of the, the things that they've learned and the experiences that they've had and the fun that they've had with us and, pass it forward. So I guess I want people just to, to remember me in a way that they want to pass my memory forward to their friends and family.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
It like cut out a little bit.
Oh, no. So when did it cut out?
Just like about like 15 seconds ago, right at where you were.
I was quiet for 15 seconds, so you must have got it off.
Okay.
All right.
So that is the final interview. Thank you, Papa.
Thank you, Bianca. I appreciate it. I'm very honored that you would select me, because everybody in your life is unique and special. So...